The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Daf Yud Het. Today's daf is being studied in Roshat Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Sara, Remarat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sara, ודלו משפט אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. Today's daf is being studied, להצלחת חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, העומדים על משמר ארצנו ועל אלוהינו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן להם עטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם מכל שכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך אמנכם להילחם לכם במאויביכם, להושיע אתכם. וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines after they get wide. Amar Rava, kol shebezav tameh benizikin meshalem nezik shalem. Now, this is not a law that has to do with tum'ah. This is a law that has to do with damages. But we're saying, anything that is zav, potentially can metameh, so if a similar case would be in damages, the damager would be hayav. A zav not only is hayav if he actually touches an item, that would make a tameh, certainly in the zikin, if a person actually touches the item that he damages, physically smashes it, the animal, let's say, so for sure that's hayav. I don't need a zav to teach me that. I don't need rava to teach me that. The hadush of a zav is that even things that are metameh indirectly through what's called hesit. Hesit means, let's say there was something on top of an item, right? You have an object and something's on top of it, and the zav moves the item, the bottom item. So he caused the object to move indirectly. He didn't move it directly. He caused it to move indirectly. So too, if a mazik damages indirectly, he didn't touch the item itself. It seems he touched something else, and that caused the damage. So there was going to be hayav as well. That's why I chose zav, because zav has the aspect of hesit, tumat hesit, that it's metame indirectly. Kol shebezav tahor, anything that the zav would do and would be tahor. For example, let's say the Zav would throw something. He would throw something, and that object that he threw already, it's not connected to him anymore, would land on something else, so that would be Tahor. For the Zav to be Metameh Hesed, he has to be moving the item where the object is attached to it, but he's attached to the item. But if he just would throw something, so he's removed from that item, so therefore similarly, Benizakim Meshalem Hatzi Nezik. So by damages, if a person were damaged in such a way, that would be considered mishuneh, be considered different, like keren, and therefore you would only have to pay chatzi nezik. That's basically the statement of Rava. So comes the Gemara and says, well, actually, let's read that she. Shebezav tameh, mashma negi'am mamash. Now the fact she explained this Rashi, negi'am mamash doesn't mean actually touching the item that the metameh, because I don't need the Rava to tell me if you actually smash kelim, that you hayav. But the negi'am mamash means you're touching the item that has the object on it. Right. Okay? Shebezav tahor kon shezarach hefetz al adam avi tahor, ubenezekin ke'en tzerorot hatzi nezik. Which means that would be considered similar, the hatzi nezik would be similar to a tzerorot case.
Indirect.
Yeah, which means the animal jutted the rock went flying and hit something else, that's what we call tzerorot. So just like zav, in that case would be tahor, if he threw something, by nizikin, that would be tzerorot, therefore it would be chatzi nezik. So Sounds like a complicated way to tell me the law of Sirurot Hatzi Nezik. Kol Shebezav Tahor Benezikin Hatzi Nezik. So the Gemara says, Benavas Sirurot Atal Ashbeinan. But Rava came to teach me the din of Sirurot. I know the din of Sirurot. I don't need Rava's complicated analogy to Zav to teach me Sirurot. I know the din of Sirurot. So the Gemara says, no. Rava Igla Moshechet Bekaron Kamashma'alan. He teaches me a totally different case. He's teaching me the wagon that's being drawn by the agala. What's that case? A sheep. Tzerot atal ashmainan.
Put me here.
Agla moshechet bekaron atal ashmain. De bezaav tameh. What do you have? You have a wagon. And you have a, I guess, an egel in front of it that's pushing it. You know, the sheep, or the cow, I'm sorry, is pushing the wagon. Im alcha karon she'azav alayah. The zav is sitting in the back, in the wagon part. Al gabe kelim. And the karon went over kelim, temeim mishum midras hazav. So once already the carriage goes over kelim, we consider, and the zav is sitting in the carriage, we consider as if the zav is sitting on the kelim, and therefore those kelim that are under him become temeim. Ubenizikin name. Oh, and nizikin the same thing. Egla shemashka bekaron al gabe kelim. An egla that let's say was pushing a karon, al gabe kelim kegufahave. We're going to consider as if the animal did the damage, even though the carriage, the karon in the back did the damage. But since it's attached to the animal, so it's considered as if the animal was mazik. Ve'lo kitzrorot. That's not like sirorot. Therefore, imiti sirorot betat the karon the bezavtor benazikin nami sirorot inu. Right, which means. You're right. If, let's say, you have a direct damage and an indirect damage, the chiddush over here is just like a zav. He's not touching the kelim themselves, but since he's sitting in the carriage, and when he's sitting in the carriage, he's considered part of the carriage, and therefore what he goes over is going to become tameh, so too this animal that's attached to the karon, even though it's not the animal that did the damaging, it's the karon that did it. Since they're attached, it's considered as if the animal himself did the damage. That's his point. Teach me the karon kiddush. That even though the animal didn't do it, the karon that's behind it, that he's pushing, did the damage, the animal's going to be hayav. We learn that from a zav. Even though the zav itself didn't sit on the kelim. But he's attached to the karon, and the karon smashed the kelim. So it's like the zav sat on the kelim, and therefore, just like we connect the zav to the karon, we connect the animal to the karon as well, and therefore it's going to be hayav. That was the chiddush really of Rava. To teach me, kol shebezav tameh benezikin also is going to be hayav nezek shalem. Good. Comes Gemara and just brings a bright to the support. This tanya kevetet Rava behema mu'edet leshaber baderech elucham. A animal is mu'edet to damage as it's walking. Because regular is only in Hatser and Izak. Vezika begufa derech elucha in its body. Or besa'ara derech elucha. Or its hair on its body. Be'ukav sha'aleha. Or the saddle that is on it. That causes the b'shlif sha'aleha. Shlif, we explained, is the bit. That is. Is shlif the package. That's right. The package that's on it. Uprum b'yashim b'fiyah. That's the bit that's in its mouth. Ubezuk shebesavra. The bell that's around its neck. V'hamor b'masa'o v'egla moshechet bekaron. That's the case we need. Mishalem nezek shalem. Tarul banan. Have a blaita. Tanegolim. Have the chickens. Shayu mehatetin behevel. Dili. What did they do? They were pecking away at a rope. And the rope had a dili attached to it. They pecked away so much, the rope broke. The dili fell. Okay, v'nefsak ha'hevel, rope broke, v'nishbar adli, mishalmim, nezek, shalim. Okay, the Gemara explained this brighter. Why? Oh, very good, that's the Gemara's question, we will see. Ba'e Rava, so Rava comes along and says, darsa al kli v'lo shabarto. Let's say the chicken smashed the keli, did not break it, v'nitgalgel l'makom aher. But what happened? It caused it to roll. Now it rolls to a different place, v'nishbar, and it broke over there. Okay? It didn't break in the place where it stepped on it. Caused it to roll. Mau. Do you go after what happened in the beginning, and the beginning it damaged with its body, therefore it would pay nezek shalem, even though it broke down the road? But do you go after the beginning, the strength of the hit over here caused it to break, and therefore it's a damaging big ufo, therefore it would pay nezek shalem? Or dilma batal tavar mana azlinan v'sererot ninu. Or do you say no? It broke from the koah of what happened here, but it didn't break till over there. And the other place, therefore, at the din of Sinarot, therefore, it only pay chatzi nezik. So that's really the question over here. Do you judge it from where the damage, with the cause or the effect, right? With the cause, you have nezik shalem. Right over here was the strength. You hit it. It didn't break till over there, but so what? You go batar where you hit it. Or do you go, no, but that where it broke, that is the Gemara's question. Comes Gemara and says, Tifshot le mederaba. Well, I'll prove it to you from Rabba's case. What's Rabba's case? Damar Rabba, zarak li mirosh agag. Interesting case. Guy threw a keli off the roof. It was going to break, for sure. There's no question about it. What happened? Uba achayet v'shavru b'makel. As it was airborne, another guy took a stick in what was in the air and smashed the keli. So now the deen is patur. The guy who broke it in the keli is patur. We broke it with the stick is patur. Why? Damrin ale manatvira tavar. You broke a broken keli. This keli was breaking anyway. So you preempted it. You broke it while it was in the air. So what do you see? That the damage is judged from the beginning. Right? From the cause. And therefore, similarly over here, we'll say it's from the cause. So the Gemara says, l'rava pshita le. Well, Rabba, for some reason, was pashute. However, l'rava mebayele. Just because Rabba was pashut with a hair, Rabba with a hair, doesn't mean Rabba accepted it. What was pashut to Rabba was a question to Rabba. So back to the same question. Do you go after the cause, at the time where you hit it, or do you go where it damaged, later where it broke? Tashema, hidus eno mu'ad. Okay, hidus is the animal dancing. Not the animal, the chicken. The dancing chicken. So when it's dancing over there and breaking something, so it's called a mu'ad. Sorry, that's what hidus eno mu'ad. One part of the bright that says it's not considered a mu'ad. Mu'ad. So think about it. Hidus al kadatach. You cannot be telling me he does regular, the animal jumping around, break a keli, because everybody accepts the Mishnah that says when the chicken's jumping around, that's v'dayi mu'ad. That's the derech. And therefore, if it damages killing that way, v'dayi it's a mu'ad, v'dayi you pay nezik shalem. We're not going to have a machloket in he does of a tenegol, is it a mu'ad or not? Oh, ela lav he does v'etiz. The case where he's jumping around, and he caused the keli to move over there, and he broke. Look at that sheet, bottom line. Hidus v'tish shegilgel hakeli b'regidato lemakom acher v'nishbar. Oh, exactly our case. Chicken was jumping around. He didn't break the keli where he was jumping. The keli rolled away and broke over there. Oh, and we have a machloket. It's mu'ad or not mu'ad. The one that says mu'ad, what do you mean mu'ad? Meaning it'll pay nezek shalem according to where the cause was. And according to the one that says enu mu'ad means you'll pay hatsi nezek, because it's like sirurot, it'll be where the effect was. So you see that this question of Rava was actually a machloket. So Gemara says, bottom line, the more savar batal meikar azlinan. That's why it's considered mu'ad, meaning you pay nezik shalem. More savar batal tavar mana azlinan. And he's going to where it broke. And therefore it's considered sirurot, therefore you pay hatsi nezik. Lo behetiz sirurot. The case was talking about not that he actually rolled the keli. The chicken was jumping and jutted rocks. And the rock shot out and broke a keli. That's a classic case of tzirorot. And what's the machloket? Is it a mu'ad or not? The machloket is going to be uflukad de sumchus v'rabanan kamepalget. Remember we had a machloket yesterday's daf. Is hatsi nezek tzirorot or is it nezek shalem tzirorot? We learned halakha l'mishim m'sinai, tzirorot hatsi nezek. Good, that's the shita that says that the chicken is considered not a mu'ad. Meaning when he's jumping around and a rock juts out and it breaks a keli, that's tzirorot, so you're going to hayav hatsi nezek. And the shita that says mu'ad is going like sumchus. Sumchus held that tzirorot is nezek shalem. So this got nothing to do with our case that we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove a case where you have the animal and he hits the keli over here and it breaks over there. But this is not that case. This is a classic case of tzererot. So what's mu'ad in mu'ad? The gabe the din is it nezik shalem or not nezik shalem? Good. Rashi beti tzererot top line. That tzererot shavru akelim. Vehu lo naga bichli. He didn't touch the keli. That's not our case. Our case is where he touched the actual keli itself. Uman the aman mu'ad savada kesukhus. Uman aman in mu'ad savada kerabbanam. Good. Comes Gemara and says Tashema. Let me go back to the case that we learned about. Tanigodim shayim hatatim b'haybel dili. What were they doing? They were pecking away at the hevel, the rope of a where the bucket was on. Then if seka haybel v'nishbara dili, broke the rope and the dili fell and broke. Mishalmim nezek shalem. You pay nezek shalem. Oh, shma minna batar meikara azlinam. Oh, so you see what must be going meikara. Must be going at from the time of the of the pecking, because why? Because you're paying nezek shalem. That's the same case. You did the damage over here, but the damage happened from the koah. It happened from your koah over there. From this fell, but still you go after the actual place where you did the damaging itself. So therefore you go after mikara. So therefore that's why you have to pay nezek shalem on the. It's like he damaged the dli bigufo. Okay? Bigufo. Even though it got hit over there, it broke over there, but we judge it where the ma'aseh is taking place. So the Gemara says, no, targema achevim. No. Who's talking about the dli? We're not discussing paying for the dli. We're talking about his hayah because he damaged the rope. We're discussing the rope. We're not even discussing the dli. I have no raya. So Gemara says, v'achevim mishunehu. Hevim? That's it. Picking away at a hevel is considered not normal. And therefore, since it's not normal, it would be like kidding. And you'd only pay hatsi nezik. Why did the Braita say you pay nezik shalem? So it says, no, dema'us belisha. But there was dough on it. It was dirty with dough. It had dough around it. So therefore, it's normal for the animal when it sees the dough, the bird, to go pick away and try to eat the dough. So therefore, that's not considered mishuneh. It's ma'us. Ma'us means it's dirtied with dough around it, or it's attached as dough on it. Good. Sorry to tell you, in the bright that says he broke the dli. So you see, obviously the issue over here is not the rope. The issue is the bucket. And what? You see that you paid the Ezek Shalem on the bucket. So it must be you go, Me'ikara. Kebra says, Ela Sumchusi. No, I'll tell you that this bright is going like Sumchus, which means, really, I'll tell you that you go after Tavar Mana. I'll tell you, really, you go after where it broke. Also, why did they say Nezek Shalem? Because this Beraita is going like Sumchus. Sumchus says that what Sererot is, Nezek Shalem. V'ha nishbar deli ketari ela Sumchusi. Tavar Sererot Nezek Shalem Meshalem. Which means, you have no raya. I can tell you this Beraita that said when he pecked away at the rope. And what happened? As a result, it caused the rope because it broke. And that caused the dli to break. That's like Sererot. Right? So this koah. And what's the din? Nezek Shalem. Oh, see, raya. Raya that you go after Meikara. No, I can tell you really go after where it broke. It's a regular case of Sererot. You go after where it broke. Oh, so why is it Nezek Shalem? It's Sumchus. Sumchus also. You pay Nezek Shalem by Sererot. Comes the Gemara and says, I Sumchus im Asefa. No, it can't be Sumchus. Because I don't have a problem from the Asefa of this statement. Nitaz mimenu Shivir. Let's say, okay, the dli broke. After the dli broke, a piece of the dli jutted out, v'shnafal al kli acher, and fell on another second keli, v'shavra, al harishon mishalem nezek shalem, v'al acharon mishalem hatzi nezek. V'i sumchus mi'it le hatzi nezek. Which is, what are you talking? The chauran, the second keli that broke, should also be nezek shalem. Because he owed Sererot. Sererot is Nezek Shalem. So there cannot be Sumchus. No, v'chite ma she'ani le'le Sumchus ben Nezek koho, le'koach koho. Maybe there's a difference between once removed and twice removed. Which means the dli that caused when he pecked away the dli at the heaven and broke the dli, that's koho. I mean, it happened from his koach. That's regular Sererot. But now the dli fell and now a piece jutted from the dli and broke something else. That's koach koho. Maybe Sumchus says koach koho only Hatsi. Gemara says no. Ve'era hade ba'era v'asher. Okay, because of Asher, a question. Koach kohod esumchus ki kohodame or daf ki kohodame. He had a question, Rava. I'm sorry, Rav Asher. How do you look at koach kohod kohod esumchus? Tifshot le de laf ki kohodame. He should have brought up an ayah of his brayta that it's laf ki kohod. Because it says Hatsi Nezik. In fact, that he didn't, but that's not the case. So therefore, we got to go back. Ela lav rabbanani. Also, the case of the dli pecking away at the chayvel must be going like the rabbis that say tzidurot is really hatsi nezik. Oh, but in this case, they're saying what? In this case, it says in the braita nezik shalem. Shmat mina batar meikaraz linan. Must be you go after the beginning where the damage was done, where the cause was, and therefore since the cause was done in the chayvel. So therefore you pay Nezik Shalem, just like our case that we wanted to know, where he played with the kili over here, right? He pushed it, whatever, and didn't get damaged over there. We're not going to look over there. We're looking over here. It's like he was Mazik Begufor. Same thing over here. When he damaged over here, we're looking at it as if he damaged Begufor. The Gemara says, Amar Abibai Bar Abaya, no proof. Because I can tell you, the Ka'azil Bine Mine. The case was talking about, look at that sheep, the ka'azil, dli, mine mine de tannegol, broke the dli, broke the chayvel, right? Now what happened, the dli fell, and the animal now, the chicken, was pushing it, and pushing it, and pushing it, ve'lo nishbal al yedei gilgul le'makom achayr, it didn't get damaged from the rolling, ela hu do'afo kol sha'a, u'b'sha'a shevirah nameh. Meaning when the dli broke, he mamash broke it. We thought he broke the dli, broke the chevel, and rolled over there and broke. No, that's not the case. He broke the chevel, and now he's pushing it. And where he pushed it, that's where he broke. Meaning as he was pushing it, meaning as he broke it, mamash. That's the chevel, that's where he painted Shalem. So it's got no proof to our story where you pushed it over here and it got damaged over there. They have no raya at the end of the day. The Gemara leaves it in a question. You want, Rabbi Bai is dohe the raya. The chaura lefi maalach the Gemara tirutzos shor Rabbi Bai nitzrach rak ledaat Rabba mistapek ha'im batar mikara azin or batar tamar mana azinan. Okay, but lefi daatos shor Rabba suvet shebatar mikara azinan en surech dvar Rabbi Bai. Right, we had early the Gemara. Rabba says he knew the answer to this. He goes batar mikara. So you don't have to doctor up this blight, I quote him. You just go batar meikara, and keep the case regular, and no problem. But Rava, that was misupak, this will not help him, because he can answer differently. Okay, good. So bottom line, how do they posek in this? That's another question. You go like Rava or Rava, that's already in the Rishonim, back and forth. Because Rava was pashut that you go meikara, and Rava was Mr. Peck, and he had a blight, but Rabbi Bai was dochei the blight. So that's already a subject in the Rishonim. How do you give the psak halacha? But that's what the Gemara is saying, the Fahot. Okay. And anyway, the Gemara continues. New question. Ma'ay Rava. Hatsi nezik sererot megufo meshalem or ma'aliyah meshalem? Let's go according to Shita Hatsi Nezik. Tzererot. How do you make the payment? Do you make the payment in the gufo? That means not more than the animal's worth. The animal that jutted the rock. Right? Let's say you owe, the damage was 200. Hatsi Nezik, 100. The animal's worth 50. Just give me the animal, see you later. Do you pay me gufo? Or do you pay me'aliyah? Me'aliyah means, the animal's worth 50. You got to take $50 out of your pocket now. I make the payment. What's the site to say? Is it gufo or aliyah? You know what it says? Migufo mishalem. The site to say it's migufo. They lo ashkan hatsi nezik mishalem aliyah. Because it is a hatsi nezik, and you always find hatsi nezik at least by kidding that pays migufo. So therefore, same thing over here. There should be hatsi nezik. Oh, dilma maliyah mishalem. They lo ashkan ki urchei de mishalem migufe. Or do you look at it that hatsi nezik is kederich? It's not like kidding. Hatsi nezik tzererot is the normal way of damaging. And we never find by the normal way of damaging that you pay megufo. You always pay me'aliyah. So that's the two sides of it. Hatsi nezik tzererot is an interesting case. It has a flavor of keren, and it has a flavor of regen. The flavor of keren is what? That it pays hatsi nezik. Also, flavor of Keren, so it should pay me gufo. But as a flavor of regal, that what? It's a derech. It's the derech. And therefore, whenever you have a derech, you pay ma'aliyah. So the Gemara is asking, which side wins? Does the Keren flavor of it win, or the regal flavor win? Again, get Keren means the payment. It's like Keren. And regal means the normal aspect of it. It's a normal damage. So the Gemara says, Tashema, back to the dancing chicken. Idus eno mu'ad. The chicken's dancing and breaks a keli. So some say it's mu'ad, some say not mu'ad. That's what you're talking about. Everybody agrees, and from the Mishnah said, when the chicken's jumping around and breaks a keli, that's v'day mu'ad. V'day pay nezik shalem. Ela, the case we're talking about, lav hidus v'hitiz. Oh, must be talking about tzinonot. The chicken jumped around, jumped on a rock, the rock went and broke over there, and we have a machloket if it's a mu'ad. Or not. Oh, so what's the machloka if it's mu'ad or not? That mu'ad over here means like a bit payment. Oh, that the shitarat's going to say it's a mu'ad, so you'll pay nezek shalem. Not nezek shalem, hatsi nezek. No, mu'ad. No, mu'ad ma'aliyah. And the shitarat, mu'ad pays ma'aliyah. And the shitarat says in a mu'ad, will say you pay hatsi nezek megufo. That is the machloka over here. How much you have to pay? How much payment? Where the payment is coming from? Gemara says, man, the amar in mu'ad. That this tzinonot case is not a mu'ad, meaning in its payment. Therefore, katsar megufom mishalem, like a regular case of in mu'ad. Uman damar mu'ad, katsar ma'aliyah mishalem. Very good. So your question is actually mahloket. Lo. No. Bifluktad desumchus v'rabbanan kamepalge. That what it said mu'ad and in mu'ad is not. We learned that everybody holds it's Hatsi Nezek. Mu'ad in Mu'ad means how you pay it. You pay it like a Mu'ad or you pay it like a non-Mu'ad. You go, no. The Mahlokin is, do you have to pay Hatsi Nezek at all? Or do you have to pay full payment? Mahlokin is a banana and subchus. Therefore, read this statement like this. Chicken is jumping around like a rock, jutted out and damaged. Once she tosses in a Mu'ad, meaning Hatsi Nezek. Hatsi Nezek Sirarot. One shita says, Mu'ad. Who's that? Sunchus. That says what? Hatsi Nezik is Nezik Shalem. Nothing to do with where you're paying it from. You have no raya. Are you paying from the Aliyah? Are you paying from the Guf? They're not discussing that. They're discussing the Etzim Hatsi Nezik itself. Is it Meguf? Is it Hatsi Nezik or is it Nezik Shalem? Finished. No raya. Comes Gemara says, Tashema. Oh yeah, bring your raya. What's the case? Hakelev Shenatal Harara. Okay, harara is a cake. The cake just came out of the oven, has a coal underneath it. It had a piece of coal underneath it. Halach le gadish. So he went to the gadish, the field of his friend, whatever it was. The stalks over there. Ve'achal le harara. So what did he do? He ate the cake first. Ve'edik et the gadish. Then he put it down over there, and he burnt the whole field. So there's two damages over there. First of all, he's got to pay for the cake that he ate. And also, he burnt the field. So Gemara says, "Ala harara mishalem nizik shalem." And nizik shalem, mamash, he ate it. Shin. We don't have an argument on that. And it's b'shut anizak. Right? He went to the other guy's field. Shin b'shut anizak. Nizik shalem. No problem with the cake. V'ala gadish mishalem hatsi nizik. But on the field, he only pays hatsi nizik. Because why? He put the fire over here, and then the fire went. It's like sirarot. Meaning the fire started over here, and then the... It took it. It wasn't direct. It was mikoho. My tama lav mishum da'avi dehu tzirorot. Oh, must be. We're looking at this field over the fire. That you look at it as if it's a tzirorot case. That it's not coming mikoho. It's coming. It's not coming direct. It's coming mikoho. Oh, so what's the problem? No problem. V'tani ala mishalem hatsin ezek megufo. Ah, here's your proof. So first of all, we're calling this fire situation like a tzirorot case. He put the coal over here, and then while he jutted out, like the case of the rock, he did the damage over here, and the rock came and went over there and damaged. Same thing, he put the fire over here, and the fire went over there and damaged. Good, so we'll call it like Siderot. Okay, we accept. And what's the payment, by the way? Hatsi Nezek. Oh, Hatsi Nezek Siderot, perfect. Oh, and the bride, it's one more word, Megufo. Oh, Megufo, beautiful, but you don't pay more than the animal's worth. Fantastic, we've settled the answer to that question. Hatsi Nezek Siderot. Only pays me gufo. Gemara says impossible. Vitisbira. cannot be. Lerabbi Elazar nezik shalem migufo mi ashkehan. And this Braita didn't say it, but the Gemara knows there's another shita that's Braita. There's a shita of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, in this case over here, you pay nezik shalem migufo. Oh, no, the Gemara, what are you talking about? If you're telling me it's a regular case of tzirurot, you're going to pay nezik shalem migufo? Is that possible? Once you're telling me you pay nezik shalem, so therefore it's got all the properties. It's got the nezik shalem aspect, and it's got the derech, it's the normal derech, tzirurot. And therefore, nobody would say, if you're paying nezik shalem for tzirurot, that you pay migufo. But the Braita says that. The Braita says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we don't have it in our text, but it's in the Braita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishalem, Nezek Shalem, Megufo. Impossible. Our whole Safek was, because it has a flavor of Keren, Hatsi Nezek, and has a flavor of Regel. So, well, which one? But if it has all the flavors of Regel, Nezek Shalem, Ve, Derech, who would say Megufo? Yeah. So you're learning wrong. Because for sure, you're learning the case that it will not work. Look at that Shi. The Rabbi Al-Azhar. He explains. Rabbi Al-Azhar Damar Bebaraita. Nezik Shalem. Right? I have no problem. Full payment, I can get around that. I can tell you all like Sumchus, Rabbi Al-Azhar. That Nezik, that Tzirot pays. Nezik Shalem. Damar Tzirot, Nezik Shalem. However, Migufim Mi Ashkehan, Nezik Shalem. It can't be Nezik Shalem, you pay Migufo. V'chol Lurayk, you go to Tzirot. The whole question that we had, the sirurot pay migufo ma'aliyah, was only on the side that it's hatsi nezek, because it has the keren aspect. But if you hold that sirurot pays nezek shalem, well, what's the side to say that it's migufo? What's the side? If it's nezek shalem pays always ma'aliyah. Derech, it pays always ma'aliyah. Therefore, it's not a she'ela. So therefore, we're back to the drawing board. You want to explain this, Braita, the way you want to say it. Oh, the fire, he put the tzirurot down. He put the harara down. Oh, and it's tzirurot. And what does it say? I found the rabbi's opinion says, Mishalem hatsi nezik megufo. Oh, we proved it. Tzirurot is megufo. Stop. What are you doing? Read the end of the Braita there. Rabbi Elazar Omer, nezik shalem megufo. What does that mean, nezik shalem megufo? If you're learning the case like you're learning, where it's a regular case of tzirurot, how would you pay migufo? Has to be ma'aliyah. So go restructure. So Gemara says, Ela, you know what the story is. Kegon deshani behai gahelet. You know what he did? It was done bishinui. It's not Sirorot over here. Sirorot is Regen. This is Kedin. You know why? He damaged in an unconventional manner. That the harara was in his mouth. Okay? He was eating the harara and he went and he put it on the field with his mouth. That's Mishuneh. That's not the normal way. Oh, so what's the law of Kedin? Kedin Mishalem Hatsi Nezik. So the rabbis make sense. The rabbis say, he made the fire, Mishalem Hatsi Nezek, Megufo, perfect. Classic kidding. Because he did it in a shinui way. And what's Rabbi Elazar going to hold? Ah, Rabbi Elazar, Nezek Shalem on kidding? How could that be? Oh, very good. It was like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said that when kidding, Birshut Nizak, Mishalem, Nezek Shalem. So bingo, everything's very good. Remember we had a machloket? Everybody else keren b'shut rabim hatsi nezek. The machloket was if the keren goes into the shut nizak, Rabbi Tarfon held, or you went into the shut nizak, now you got to pay full payment even the first time. Also, that's the machloket in the braita over here. Gemara, elak gon deshani ba'gahelit. V'Rabbi Elazar samad like Rabbi Tarfon, amar mishune keren b'hatsi nizak nezek shalem. Mishalem. So the Gemara says, Nezek Shalem Mishalem. Now that's strange. Because, okay, I got no problem. What is Nezek Shalem? So don't get involved in Tzirot over here. Your question was Tzirot. This is not a Tzirot case. This is a Kirin case. Okay, so what is the beat of, what is the Elazar hold? He holds, well, the guy, the animal that over here, is Mishune type of way. Okay, Mishune type of way, Behatzel and Isaac.
Oh,
Nezek Shalem. But that doesn't make sense because he says Nezek Shalem Migufo. Where are you getting that from? He holds it's Migufo. Now, the Chaura, if it's Nezek Shalem, we know a regular case of Kedin. Nezek Shalem, by the time you get to Nezek Shalem, it's already Ma'aliyah. So that doesn't work out so well with us over here. You answered me the Nezek Shalem, but the Migufo doesn't. So the Gemara says, Velahi. No. My Ta'ama Mukmet Leker Bitterfon, Mishum Nezek Shalem. Right? You wanted to get me the Nezek Shalem. That bothered you. I'll tell you, Rabbi Elazar Savar Kisumchus. I'll go back. Really, I'll tell you, it's a case of Tzirorot. Oh, it's a case of Tzirorot. How come that he holds Nezek Shalem? Because Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchus. Oh, if it's the Nezek Shalem, back to the old question. Why is it the Migufo? Big Hadush. First time we're seeing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Tzad Tamut Bimkoma Omedet. Let's go slow. You have Kedin. Kedin damages. How much does it pay? Hatzi Nezek. That's called the Tam, yes? Everybody agrees Tam pays Migufo? Not more than the animal's worth? Okay, beautiful. Tzad Tamut Bimkoma Omedet means, okay, now it can go three times, now it becomes a Mu'ad. Okay, now Mu'ad Nezek Shalem. Oh. What's a Nezek Shalem is Ma'aliyah. Pay full. Which part of this Nezek Shalem pays Ma'aliyah? Only half of it. But the Tam stays Migufo. Tzad Tamut Bimkoma Omedet. Very simple. Which means, Hatzi Nezek, the first three times, yes? Hatzi Nezek Migufo? Very good. Now it became a Mu'ad. The damage was 200, you got to pay 200. Oh, wait. 100 of that, it stays with the Tam rules. That you only pay up to the animal, until the animal's worth 50. Right? Take the animal. Now I only 100. Which means Tzad Tamut Bimkoma Omedet. That the Tam of it will always remain Migufo. When he becomes Mu'ad, all we're doing is adding the full payment, the other half. That other half has to be paid from your pocket. But the Tzad Tamut stays. Oh, so that's what's going on in this right over here. Really, I'll tell you, the ash case is Tzirorot. The animal went, put the fire down over there, the wind came, took it, blew it, whatever. Tzirorot, beautiful. Hakamim, very simple. Hakamim hold, Hatzi Nezek. Hatzi Nezek, Migufo. Beautiful. That answers that question. Hatzi Nezek, Migufo. And the Be'ezah says, no, Nezek Shalem. Because I hold like Sumchus. Oh, Nezek Shalem, but why Migufo? No, I mean, the Tamut Shebo. The Tam, half of it is going to be Migufo. That's what I meant, half of it. The Tzad Tamut. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, Amar le Rav Sama bered de Rav Asher de Ravina imur de shamat de Rabbi Yehuda betam ben ase muad b'muad mitchilato mi shamat le. Your analogy to this, you what bothered you is you had a problem. This gufo bothered you. How do you get gufo? So you want to know Tzad Tamut. Where do you say Tzad Tamut? Where there's a tam. By kidding this time, and then it becomes a mu'ad. So you said the tam never changed. But here by Tzirorot, there's no tam. The first time you pay Nezek Shalem.
Correct. If you follow
me, there's no tam. There's no tam. Tzad Tamut Bim Koma. There's no tam. Again, by kidding, the first three times is tam. There's a tamut over there, the tam. Okay, so that became a mu'ad. So Yahadush is Rabbi Yehuda, which we learned, the big Hadush now, which we'll see later on in the Gemara. Oh, that time stays with its same mechanics. Migufo. Very good. Oh, and that's what the Be'ezah meant over here. It's Sirurot. Like Sumchus. Nezik Shalem, Mishalem. Oh, but why did it say Migufo? Because he knows that the time side of it never changes. What time? What are you talking about, time side? No, time side. It's Mu'ad from the beginning. And therefore, you cannot say that when he said Megufo, he meant Hef Nezek Shebo. What Hef Nezek Shebo? There's no tzad tam by a case of Tzororot. It's Mu'ad from the beginning. Oh, Elaki. So we're back to the Be'azar. Elaki Kamar Rabbi Lazar Nezek Shalem. You know what the case is talking about? Kegon De'iyaed. No Hadush. Okay, we said Tzororot pays Hatzi Nezek. You know what? We're agreeing with that. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, by the way, Tzererot pays Hatzi Nezek. But he said there's a Shalem. Oh, you know what we're talking about over there? He did it three times. We never knew that three times is a factor when it comes to Tzererot. We thought that Tzererot every time is Hatzi. No. Really, everybody holds Tzererot is Hatzi Nezek. Now we're getting to a new machloket. Let's say the animal did Tzererot three times. Hakami gonna hold. There's no such thing as mu'ad by tzirurot. Mu'ad is a kid in the situation, by the way. Tam mu'ad. It's always hatzi nezek. And the Bilazar is gonna say no. The case is talking about where he did the tzirurot three times. That's why he pays nezek shalem. Oh, ki kama Rabbi Elazar nezek shalem ki god de'aya edu b'hakam epel gemor sabar yesh ha'ada'a letzirurot. Omor sabar en ha'ada'a letzirurot. Therefore, you started off with a question. It's very, very, very simple to this. You had a question. What was your question? Hatzi nezek, how do you pay it? You paid megufu ma'aliyah. So we thought, oh, beautiful. We have a ferush. We have a situation over here. A guy with a fire. The animal with the fire. That's a tzirurot case. One rabbi says hatzi nezek. One rabbi says nezek shalem. And one says gufo, one says ma'aliyah, machloket, bingo, we answered our question. Nothing to do. The machloket over here is like this. Hatzi nezek, it's talking about tzirurot case, we agree. Why is it hatzi nezek? Because hatzi nezek tzirurot, that's what he holds. And according to the Bil Azar, you said nezek shalem, no, he doesn't hold like sumchus, he also holds like Rabbanan, that what? Normally, Hatzi Nezek Sirot. Also, why did he say Nezek Shalem? No, it's because he did it three times. Oh, and they became a Mu'ad. Oh, he became a Mu'ad. That's another situation now. And the Machloket is now, is there such thing as a Mu'ad? Does a Hatzi Nezek Sirot ever turn into a Nezek Shalem of Sirot? I mean, we all agree it starts Hatzi Nezek. The question is, if you did it three times, does it turn into a Mu'ad? So comes the Gemara and says, wait. So Rava had another question. Yesh ha'adal tzirurot, u'en ha'adal tzirurot. Rava had a question once. Can tzirurot become mu'ad? Il Rabbanan, en ha'adal tzirurot. Il Rabbi Azar, yesh ha'adal tzirurot. He should have answered it from this the way you're learning now. When Rava had this question, another question in his life, he had a question, could the tzirurot become mu'ad or not? Here's your answer. Machloket. Amalecha Rava, ki mebaya li lididi alibad Rabbanan de paligi ale de sumchus. He said, well, by the way, I was asking my question according to the rabbis that argue on sumchus, which means rabbis hold hatzi nezek tzirurot. So I was asking, does that hatzi ever turn into a full? That was my question. However, aban hacha, ben Rabbanan, ben Rabbi Elazar, kesumchus vida lehu, damad tzirurot nezek shalem, meshalem. Oh, he changed the brayta again on us. Rava comes along and says, by the way, you know why I didn't choose that brayta to answer this question? Is it mu'ad? Is it not a mu'ad? Because my question was really in the rabbi's shita. The whole hatzi nezek tzirurot, there's a hatzi nezek after three times ever turned to shalem. But that brayta over there, they're all holding like sumchus. But you just said they're not. Oh, no, we are. We're going back and forth. How to learn that bright? There's two ways to learn this bright by the fire. Mm. Now we're saying, really, everybody holds in that bright sumchus. What is sumchus? Sumchus holds nezek shalem, mishalem.
Also, I don't know. What's the argument there?
Oh, you know why? Deshani velo iyared. Back to the kiddin. He did it in an unusual manner, and therefore it's got nothing to do with tzirurot in that braita. It's Keren. Keren pays Hatzi Nezek. Hatsi nezek megufo, ufluktad Rabbi Tarfon v'Rabbanan kamepalgeh, and Rabbi Elazar that says nezek shalem is because the keren was in the reshut hanizak, and they hold like the Bitarfon that says keren reshut nizak pays nezek shalem. So give us wait. Imur deshamat the Rabbi Tarfon nezek shalem megufo. Wait, Rabbi Elazar says. I read it wrong. Imo deshamat Rabbi Tarfon nezek shalem. Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon holds it's nezek shalem megufo. Misha matle. But does he hold it's megufo? Kabbalah says in. Yes. Now stop right here. So I just want you to get the mechanics of what took place. Basically, you could learn this, but one braita you have to just crystallize. Leave the shaklata, go back and forth. Get it outside in clarity what took place here. You have one braita that we're dealing with. The fire case, the harara. In that case, you have a machloket, the banan, the Rabbi Elazar. I don't know what the case is talking yet. I just know there was a harara, the animal did a fire over here. I know the rabbis say, hatsi nezek, and I know Rabbi Elazar says, nezek shalem, and both say, megufo. That's my information. Okay, now, why did I bring this braita at all? I brought it because Rabbi had a question. Rabbi's question was, in the hatsi nezek situation of sirorot, how's it paid? Is it paid megufo or is it paid min aliyah? So I said, oh beauty, I got a piferush braita over here. I'm comparing this fire to a sirorot case. We put the fire over in, damaged over there. It's like koho, it's like sirorot. And what? I got one rabbi telling me megufo. No, not one rabbi. I got both rabbis telling me megufo. Fantastic. I have a machloket if it's hatsi or it's nezek shalem. Okay, but they're saying it's megufo. Oh, Gemara says, well, hold it. You can't learn like that. Because if you're going to hold nezek shalem, no one's going to say nezek shalem is megufo. Sidorot is nezek shalem. Go like sumchus, no problem. Go like sumchus. We're good. But you're not going to hold megufo. Our whole sefek, if it's megufo, ma'aliyah, is because hatsi nezek is like a funny item. It's a kid in a little, because it pays hatsi nezek. That would be megufo. But it's like shneger, that it's the derech, that it should pay nezek shalem. Ma'aliyah. But if you hold nezek shalem, it's a she'elah. If you die, it's going to be ma'aliyah. So therefore, we're bothered with that. That Rabbi Elazar bothers us. His nezek shalem doesn't bother us. His megufo bothers us. So you know what? Throw this brighter out. Don't get involved with this brighter. This brighter is totally something different. Oh, could you tell me what he's talking about? Yeah. He's talking about Keren. Oh, this is not even a tzirorot brighter? No, it's not even a tzirorot brighter b'chlal. Oh, could you have a Keren? When the animal made this fire in the field, he did it in a mishuneh type of way. He held the harara in his mouth and he went and he made the fire. Oh, so don't leave me alone. This is Keren. This is mishuneh. Oh, so let's go back. The rabbis will say hatsi nezek. Perfect. Hatsi nezek. Of course, they hold Keren is hatsi nezek. Megufo, perfect. Oh, Rabbi Elazar. Keren is nezek shalem? Yeah, don't worry. It also fits. How's it fit? Because Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, Keren b'shut anizak, nezek shalem, mishalem. Very good. So what do you want? So therefore, don't get involved with, and how does he pay it? He pays it megufo. Megufo? Hadush, where'd you get megufo from? Does a bit of, I understand a bit of what says, does he hold megufo? You know what the Gemara says? Yeah, he hold megufo. So therefore, and we'll see where he learns it in a second. That's side point, where he learns it from. So therefore, there's two ways of learning this braita. If you learn the braita keren, you have no ra'ayat to anything we talked about. If you learn the braita tzirorot, then you already have a derech. You have an answer to that question. But tzirorot's a problem. Tzirorot's a problem. Oh, so the Gemara said, no, I'll give you an option with that. I have an option for you. Don't get excited. Learn it tzirorot. Your problem was what? Your problem was the megufo item. I'll tell you the case is talking about over here. Adding a factor in it now. He did it three times. He's a tzirorot guy. Did three times. Tanaka Masu, three, do it 100 times. Zerorot is Hatsi Nezek. Hatsi Nezek, Megufo. Okay, Megufo. Rabbi Elazar says, no, hey, you know why it says Ekshalim? He also like the rabbis. Really, it's Hachidesik also. But he did it three times. Now you're one. That's the Ekshalim. Oh, but everybody holds what? It's going to be Migufo. Which means even on that side, he's going to hold that what? Oh, because Sad Tamut Bimkoma Omedet. We just said, because really, I could tell you, once you're throwing me in, that you can become a Mu'ar and Hatsi Nezik Sirorot, oh, so now everything makes sense to me. My question was, what do you mean, if you hold, it's Nezik Shalem Sirorot, why is it Megufo? I'll tell you why it's Megufo. Because we're talking about where he did it three times, that's why it's Nezik Shalem. Oh, and the gufo meant the tam of it remains megufo, but the mu'ar of it is min aliyah. But bottom line, we answer that question. The bottom line is terorot is megufo. End of subject. Hey, oh, not so fast. Not so fast, because if that's the way you're learning, Rava could answer the question that he had. Could the Hatsi Nezik become a mu'ar or not? He didn't know the answer to this question. Well, you know, just be finished in front of your face. It's a brighter, mahlokit. And he didn't use it. You know why he didn't use it? Because he learned this right differently. He learned this right over here. Everybody doesn't like some kus.
Full payment.
So therefore, don't get me involved over here. Mu'ad. The reason why he says the exam is, oh, so why does he say Hatsin? This is back to Kitchen with Mishuneh. Allah Mishuneh put the thing in his mouth and he put it on the air. So Hatsin Ezek, he pays because it's Kedin. Megufo. Good. And the Bialza says, Nezek Shalem, because it's like Levi Tarfon. Oh, why does he pay then? Megufo, if it's Nezek Shalem, he should pay. No, because Levi Tarfon holds that even when you pay Nezek Shalem in the Rishut and Isaac, you pay Megufo. How? That the Gemara will prove. The Gemara continues. Imur Dishamata Levi Tarfon Nezek Shalem. Yeah, we know that Levi Tarfon holds Nezek Shalem. Megufo, Misha Matle. But how do you know that he holds that you pay it Megufo? So the Gemara says, yes, he does hold it's Megufo. Nezek Shalem Megufo, which means you pay full value, but not more than the worth of the animal that was Mazik. So the Gemara says, Mehecha Maitila. Where did he get it from? Mekeren Mirshut Rabim. He makes a Kalvahomer. Uma keren b'rishut harabim, right? Pays nezek shalem kavachomer. If it's in the rishut hanizak, it should pay nezek shalem. Which means if in the rishut harabim in a shared area, it pays nezek shalem. Sometimes it pays nezek shalem. So in the rishut hanizak, lo kol sheken, it should pay nezek shalem. So he goes, but dayon eba menadin liyot. Kenidon. But we have a law called Dayo. Dayo says whenever you make a Kalvachomer, you can't learn more than the Kalvachomer. You could learn up until, but you cannot learn more. So the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Imur Neshamat Levitarfon Nezek Shalem. Yeah, in Ekonami we know that Levitarfon holds that Neshutarezak is Nezek Shalem. Megufo Mishamat Le'in. Yeah. Me'echa Maitila. Where do you know that it pays Nezek Shalem Rishut HaNizak? Mikeren Birishut HaRabim. I can learn it from a Kavachomer from Keren in the Rishut HaRabim. As the later on Mishnah is going to say, and it says like this, Umam kom she'ekel ala shen ba'ala regel. Which in Rishut HaRabim you're lenient on shen and regel. Birishut HaRabim shuk patur, ehmir alem Rishut HaNizak, leshalem, Nezek Shalem. But you were strict in the Nishut Rizak Ben Ezek Shalem, Makom Shechmir Ala Keren. Keren, which is Hayav in Rishut Harabim. Right, something. Enodin, that it should be Hayav in Rishut Hanizak. Oh, but we have a din of what? Dayo. The Gemara says, V'dayo Laba Men Adin, Liyot Kenidon. Whenever you learn the Kavachomet, you can't learn more than the Kavachomet, you learn up and two. I mean, it's just like Keren in Rishut Harabim pays Megufo. Right, Keren Rishut HaRabim pays Megufo, so too it'll pay Megufo in Rishut HaRabim. You can't learn more than Kavahomer. I can learn Kavahomer, but not more. That's the din of Dayo. So the Gemara says, V'arabi Tarfon, let le Dayo. What do you mean? The Bitarfon doesn't hold it as Dayo business. He holds, you can learn the Kavahomer, you can even learn even if you have to learn a little more than where you're learning from. So therefore, let him learn even from the Aliyah, even from Mibeto. Now, when does he not hold of the rule of Dayo, where it's going to break the Kal Vachomer, which means where the Kal Vachomer is going to be superfluous, and the Kal Vachomer is not necessary, so then he learns even more than what from where you're learning from. However, hecha delo mafrich Kal Vachomer, but where the Kal Vachomer is not going to be broken, meaning it's not going to be superfluous, it le Dayo. So then he holds of Dayo. What does that mean? Nashi. Nashi says, Barabi Tarfon, let le dayo, the e it le dayo, because if he holds of the law of dayo, meaning he can learn more, lo yishalem ela hatsi nezek kekeren. Ah, the dayo would teach me hatsi nezek. Instead of how dayo would tell me? Yeah. You're right. Shen vereged, where there are patur in the Shut Rabbim, in the Hayav Reshut Rizak, keren that's Hayav in Reshut Rabbim, enodin she Hayav Reshut Rizak. Oh, now if you say the rule of Dayo would teach me what? Only Hatzinezek, not more than what keren is. So he's learning more. He's learning, it's even Nezek Shalem. Because really, you don't need this Kal Vachomer. I could have learned it from the Pesukim. It doesn't say where Keren is Hayav in the Torah. So Keren, when it just says Keren is Hayav, I could have learned Keren is Hayav even in Reshut HaNizak. I don't need the Kal Vachomer necessarily to teach me Reshut HaNizak. That I could have deduced from Pesukim. Oh, so if I could deduce Keren Reshut HaNizak from Pesukim, then what's the Kal Vachomer that's teaching me? Must be the Kal Vachomer is teaching me something more. To teach me what? That it is Nezek Shalem, which is whereby Kal Vachomer would be superfluous, like in this case. Would be superfluous. I don't need Kal Vachomer. I could learn from Pesukim. All the Pesuk says Keren is Hayav. I'll say Reshut HaNizak. Oh, if you're learning that, then what does the Kal Vachomer do for me? Oh, so Echad de Mifrach Kal Vachomer, which means by saying Dayo means learn it equal. This is the Hayav over here, so you're Hayav over here. I don't need a Kal Vachomer for that. Then I can learn from the Pasuk. Oh, so therefore, in that case over there, you don't say dayo, and therefore you're able to even learn more. So I have to make a Kal Vachomer. I have to say, umat shen veregel that's patur shud labim chayav shud nizak. So keren as chayav shud labim is going to be chayav in nizak. That I don't need the Kal Vachomer for, because I can learn that from the pasuk. It must be the Kavoski teaching me. This is chatzin nezek, and this is going to be nezek shalem. That's where he learns it from. Ultimately, comes the Gemara and continues, Gufa, go back, which means the Kal Vachomer is going to teach me not Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek already I would know from the Pesukim. Kal Vachomer comes and tells me it's going to be even Nezek Shalem. Oh, Dayo will put me Megufo. That's exactly how it works. Again, I don't need a Kal Vachomer to teach me the Reshut HaNizak. That already I would know, the Reshut HaNizak pays Chatzi Nezek from the Torah. Well, the Torah didn't mechalek between the Reshut HaMazik or the Reshut HaNizak. Reshut HaRabim and Reshut HaNizak. Oh, so therefore, the Kal Vachomer is needed for what? Must be to tell me a bigger Hadush, to teach me something that I wouldn't know from the Torah. What? That this is Chatzi Nezek, and this is Nezek Shalem. Oh, so I got a Kal Vachomer. And in that, now I come along and say, that your rule. It can be more. Can be more. Meaning, just like this is Megufo, Reshut HaRabim, so to Reshut HaNizak, it's also Megufo. So we've proven, Rabbi Tarfon, Reshut HaRabim, Reshut HaNizak, Nezek Shalem, Megufo. Come the Gemara continues, Gufa, Ba'ir Abba. Yesh ha'ada'al tzirorot, or in ha'ada'al tzirorot. Okay, we had this question earlier, now we're going back to it. Can tzirorot ever become a mu'ad? Which means, we know, Hatzi Nezek tzirorot. Right? If Nezek tzirorot is where the animal's walking, kicks a rock, the rock breaks something. It's from Koho. So we know he pays Hatzi Nezek. Let's say he does it three times. So maybe if he does it three times, he'll pay Nezek Shalem now. So is there Chatzin Ezek? What's the she'ela? How do you compare it? Do you compare it to Keren? If you compare it to Keren in the sense that it pays Chatzin Ezek, so it's like Keren, so therefore Keren has a Mu'ad. Or do you compare it to what? To Regel. Regel, there's no Mu'ad. I mean, Regel, this is it. You pay him the first time and that's the payment. There's no time to Mu'ad. That's the she'ela of the Gemara. So the Rashi, lekerim medaminan hatzinezik udemeshar ki keren odil ma miikara ki avda ki yochei tolda deregelu daorchehu vezekam matzui nafilu hakin hatzinezik udemeshalem helkach zui adata, which means could be if it's the regel, that's its payment. Hatzinezik is its top payment. Doesn't get the more than that. Just like regel, there's no tam and muad. It is what it is. Kevara says Tashema hidus enu muad. Hidus when the chicken is jumping around and breaking kelim, that's not considered. That's not a muad. The yeshumim had is a muad. Some say it is a muad. Kevara says hidus sakatadak. Wait, think about hidus. What do you mean? Regular jumping, everybody knows it's mu'ad. That's the derech of the chicken to jump and break kelim. You cannot have a machloket if it's mu'ad or not. Ela hidus ve'tiz. I must be talking about where the chicken was jumping and rocks jutted from underneath its feet and damage, which means tzirorot. Ma'alav kegon de'abat tlata zemneh. I must be talking about where the chicken did it already three times. Ubeha kamepalge. And that's the machloket. Mor sabar yesh ha'ada'a. That's why he says, yes, mu'ab, because he did it three times, and therefore pay nezik shalem, umor savar, in ada. And the other shita that says, in mu'ab, it's talking about, even though he did it three times, he still pays chatzi nezik. So, inachem, it's a machloket. But he says, lo, behad zemna. I can tell you, the chicken is talking about where he made the tzidorot one time. Uflukta, the sumchus for rabbanan kame pagge. And the machloket, the sumchus rabbanan, back to that old machloket, is chatzi nezik tzidorot. Chatzi nezik or nezik shalem. Tashema behema shetila gilalim na'isa. Behema that it made excrement on a piece of dough. It was standing over a piece of dough. The gilalim of the animal came out and dirtied the dough, and therefore it's mazik. You have to pay full nezik. Now we're understanding over this like a case of tzirorot. It's not coming directly from his body that damaged. It's like migufo. It's koho of the gilalim that are coming out of his body and causing the damage. And one rabbi says nezik shalem, and one rabbi says hatzi nezik. My left, you're going to have a tlata zemneh. And it must be the case that we did it three times, and therefore it's considered muad. Ubeha kamepalgen. Here's the machloket. Mor savar yesh ada, mor savar en ada. So comes the one says lo beachad zemna. Uflukta de sumchos v'rabanan kamepalgen. Because the machloket is sumchos v'rabanan. We're considering it tzirorot. Because it's coming from Mekoho, and the Machloket, the old Chatzin Ezek is Nezek Shalem or Chatzin Ezek. Veha Mishunehu. Let's hold it. This is not a normal case of Tzirorot. This is Tzirorot in a Mishune type of way. Because what is normally Tzirorot? He's walking the street normally, and a rock juts from under his leg. That's Kedarko. And the Hadush of the Alakam Hashem is you pay Chatzin Ezek. But this case over here, who would say you're going to pay nezik shalem? It's like kidding. Because it's not the normal way that an animal is that makes excrement over a dog. That's not the normal thing. So what? No shita should say nezik shalem. This should be like a kidding told out of, because mishuneh, and therefore should only pay hatzi nezik to everybody. And she says, v'am mishunehu, de'en darka latil gilalim na'isa. It's not the derech. V'told out the kidding. Gemara answers, the dachik le alma. What's the case? It's crowded. It's in a very narrow place. It can't move. Misham. Ubishelo la anata askinam. Okay, kegon bimishal shelet. Di la anata toda de shen he. Okay, leave that point. Now she's bothering. If he has hana'a, so then already it would be a toda of shen, because shen is hana'a from the mazik. So it seems when he's making this excrement, you have to give a case where it's not a hana'a for the animal, but it's considered darko, because he's in a narrow place where there's no room. Now, therefore, in a case where there's no room, what do you want the animal to do? He's doing what's normal. Then she wants to say, no, could be any time it makes excrement, it's considered hana'a to the animal. That feel like he left without the shin ninu. So still not shin. Why? The shin is a kad de gufahu. Because shen, the hana'ah comes directly from the body. It scratches against the wall or things like that. Here the hana'ah is coming from something that's leaving the body. That's a different type of hana'ah. The damage is taking place on something that left the body. Even though the animal might receive a hana'ah, but it's not a hana'ah in the goof of the damage itself. And if it's considered tzirorot. Okay. Good. So therefore, it's not considered keren, it's the derech. Then we have a machloket, nezik or hatzin, and nezik shalem or hatzin, nezik sukos rabbanan. Kavus Gemaran says, "Venema Rav Yehuda lachak kesukos, venema Rav Yehuda azal lachak rabbanan." Which means, why did they have to go, these two rabbis, which she's learning their amoraim? Why did they have to go? Give me a whole confusing case of gilalim, and he holds nezik shalem, and he holds hatzin nezik, and the machloket is in sukos rabbanan. Just say, I hold like sukos and I hold like rabbanan. What do they have to give a whole complicated case? Just say who they hold like. Because normally Amoraim do that. They'll say, I hold like Sumchus and I hold like the banan. Why do they have to make a case? So Gemara says, Gidalim is Sarikha Leno. Because it's a Hadush in the case of Gidalim. Salkada Tachamina, Uilu Batal Gufe Gidilain, Kigufe Dame, Kamash Malan. I would have thought that maybe it's not Sidurot. I would have thought that since maybe the excrement is made in the body of the animal, and it's coming from the bottom of the from the body of the animal, maybe that's considered a damaged migufo. And therefore, if it's a damaged migufo, that's regular regim. And therefore, you'd pay, you know, it's not sederot, you'd pay nezik shalem. Kamash melanda, no. Even though it was created in its body, and it's coming from its body, it's still considered kohor, and it's still considered sederot. So that's the hadush of why you had to give me the case of giladim. Baruch Allah al-Olam, amen, amen.